Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and welcome to another night, Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all in the switchboard, and those that are listening via internet, and even those that will come later into the archives. I'm going to be opening up the phone line first, and then I have some announcements I want to let you all know about. God bless you. Area code 478. Area code 478. Hello.
Hi. Hi,
God
this
bless
is Patricia.
You.
God
How
bless
are you,
too.
Patricia. How are you?
I am well. And yourself? I'm well.
I'm well because you well, and we both well because God is with us.
True.
Yes. How can I be a blessing to your life or ministry?
Just tell me what you are getting for me.
Well, first, before I tell you that, I want to know the last time I spoke with you, was there any feedback on what I discussed with you? It's been a while, but it's yet.
You know what? I don't even remember speaking to you, and I wish I could give some feedback, but I don't. I don't remember. Maybe it's been a long time.
November 8th, I spoke with you.
November 8th. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's not a long time.
Well, it's more than a week. It's more than a week. I only ask that because, you know, when I do give these prophecies, I do, you know, sometimes ask for a follow-up just to
mm-hmm.
see where everything is
oh
at.
Oh, my God. And I'm so sorry. I can't remember.
Okay. Now, it's going to be very important for you to remember, and I say this
okay.
to you, because what you don't remember and what you don't know of can't be manifested.
And I usually write things down, so and I usually go back and re-listen, but I guess I didn't do that this last time.
Right. Okay, for this season, that's what you're going to do. You're going to begin to write things down. I see there's a situation or issue with
mm-hmm.
employment. With employment?
I'm fully employed. I've been in my career for like 21 years.
And how is that going?
Well, I'm looking to move up. So I'm putting out my resume to move up.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go wherever.
Let me stop you there. Now, that's what you're going to have to write down because that's what God is showing me. Now, you could go ahead with the what you were saying.
Okay. I have, matter of fact, I have an interview coming up Tuesday for a principalship. I'm an assistant principal, so I'm trying to move up in my position. So
okay.
Actually, I have an interview Tuesday coming up for a principalship.
Okay. Well, guess what? That's what I see, and that's going to be your new job this year. And I'm not bragging on you, but I love your expertise. I love how you work, and where you at, you are needed. Do you understand?
Yes. And I love my job. I love working with children. I work with a small elementary from pre-K to 5th, and I just love my job. I see it as a challenge every day because it was a teacher who helped me to become the person that I become because I was a single-parent teenager, and those people took me under their wing just because they knew my mom.
Wow. Now, something else God is showing me, with your dad, is he alive or deceased?
He's alive, but we don't communicate. He left us
when
he was small.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so
he communicates with my sisters and brothers, but I choose not to communicate with him because
okay.
he's so full of drama.
Okay, but Patricia, you're going to change that. You're going to change that this year. Let me tell you why. Let me
yes.
tell you why. Deep down in his heart, he is hurting so bad. He might not show it, but he's hurting so bad. And I say to you, and I need you to hear me good, God has forgiven us. In fact, God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world for you and I. Not only did he die for us, but he also forgave us for our sins that we may live holy before him. And I say to you, Patricia, how can you not forgive him? And I'm going to say this to share with the listeners, and this is for you also. The last time I seen my dad was 3 years old. Didn't hear from him. Don't know where he live at. Don't know if he's dead or gone. But I forgive him for leaving me for whatever reason. And you have to do the same. See, forgiveness, Patricia, is going to start with you. You cannot expect the prophecies or the blessings of God, but then yet cannot forgive someone who has hurt you. It's a process, Patricia, and I do believe that God will be on your side to hold you and to protect you as you go through this process.
I have forgiven him. I just choose not to talk to him.
Well,
but I guess then I haven't truly forgiven him if I don't.
No, you haven't. You haven't. And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't know if you're aware of it. I see him either already been sick or sick with an illness. Now, it could be past or present.
He's sick with an illness, but he doesn't always tell the truth about it, but he is. I know he is.
Okay. Find it in your heart. Find it in your heart to ask God to truly, truly allow you to forgive him. I'm going to have one of my hosts, Mother Teresa, I want her to pray for you. Is it okay if I do that, Patricia? I'm going to allow her to pray for you. Mother Teresa, God bless you. Can you pray for Patricia?
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, come to Jesus, we come with him and let you know how. Father, we ask the Father to destroy this only son and our Father.
Yes,
Father, whatever the issue, whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, I bind Satan right now. You have done nothing in their lives. Satan asked to move in the name of Jesus. Bring them together, God. Before this month is over, God, they were called. They will start the beginning of a relationship. And Father, once that bond be put back together, can't no man on earth take it away. And God, I thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, that your blood cover and your blood is there. Do it for right now. I thank you for this process. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Patricia, I want you to definitely call me back and just find it in your heart. And I love you. And as always, you're invited to stay, or if you have something else you need to attend, please this time remember the word of the Lord, okay?
I will. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. God bless you all, and those that are just tuning in to Prophecy Night, I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Very interesting caller, and I thank God for her. I just say that she takes heed to the word. Let me just say this to those that are receiving their prophecy, whether it's through the switchboard or through via internet. When the prophet gives you a prophecy, you as the listener, it is your responsibility to not only listen to what the prophet says, but it's your responsibility to understand what the prophet says. Never seek another prophet to ask questions from a prior prophet. Though God can give a word to that second prophet in regards to your first prophecy from the first prophet, but me as a true prophet of God, I never overtalk what has already been prophesied. So if you don't understand a prophecy, or if you didn't hear the prophecy, then let that prophet know. I want to correct something. On Wednesday, I gave the wrong email. Y'all pray for me. I don't know my email. It's Prophetic Miracle Ministries. Jesus@gmail.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook.com/ Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Coming up Monday on February 15th of this year, I'll have a guest by the name of Missionary John Ennis that's going to bless us, and he's going to be talking about, are there kings in the kingdom? And then in the month of March this year will be dedicated every Wednesday in regards to relationships. I'll be taking calls, and I'll be doing prophecies pertaining to that. And then in April, for the every Friday for the month of April, I should say, I'll have a company of prophets that will be prophesying here on the open calls. I'm not sure how many people as of yet, but let's just see how God leads. Let me just check on area code 832. God bless you, area code 832.
Good afternoon. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm okay. Allergies whooping my butt, but I'll be all right.
I know. My nose is kind of trying to get a little bit touch of it, too. I know what you're going through, but I thank God for that. And the thing is going in my life and how you is prophesied, and I'm so proud of you, and I just so thank God for you. And I just, you know, just keep lifting you up because I know God got your back.
Yes. How is things with you?
I'm doing fine. I can't even complain.
All
I can
right.
just say thank God, you know.
Right, right. That's right.
Yes,
well, how was the weather? How was the weather in Texas?
Oh, it was so beautiful today. You could go outside. You didn't have to have anything on your arm. That's how beautiful it was.
You're
like,
kidding me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
On Sunday, they told us when we go outside, it's going to be in the 30s. It's going to feel like it's 27 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
yes.
You got to be careful.
We thank God for that. Oh, we will. We just thank God for it. You know, we have
yeah, because I think
God
this is the season. Yeah, this is the
yes,
season for colds and flus, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The month of January.
You hear everything. Right.
Yes.
Thank
well,
God
so
I had caught one so far so good. I thank God for that.
Yes. Yes, it's always good to talk to you. It's always good to check in with you. And
yes,
I know you always you stay to the end. Is there anything you would like to share with us tonight?
I just want to say, I don't know if any of the young men was on Wednesday. I just want to tell them how blessed it was for them to come and want to be saved, gave his life to Christ. And I really, really was excited about it. You know, you don't catch a whole lot of men coming to the a prayer line or a proper line to receive the word from God. And so those gentlemen were devastated here. And I just thank God for them. And I just keep asking God, just keep on blessing them and whatever they're going through, their relationship. And I just thank God for them.
Yes, it's pretty funny that you say that because today I had two
mm-hmm.
pastors, two male pastors, and
most
male pastors is having marital problems. And Erico 832 and even the listeners, I'm very strict about ministering to a man, and then I'm
mm-hmm.
very strict about ministering to a man without the wife being present if it's a marital
okay.
problem. And I began to start praying and asking God, you know, what is something that he has called me to do. And this is
mm-hmm.
why relationship prophecy night is coming in the month of March every Wednesday, because it's not just, you know, it's everybody that's having relationship issues. Okay?
Amen.
And I just pray for them and just ask God to, you know, be with them, you know. I mean,
yes.
I counsel. I'm going to disconnect you so you don't have to hold on, but you'll still be able to hear me.
Okay.
Yes, I know in prior marital counseling, and I'm just sharing this with my listeners, normally there's a team of ministerial staff that is present in the meeting, and you have some churches that will say, okay, well, according to the word of God, you should never divorce. Then you have one church will say, according to the word of God, you can divorce. Or you have one church will say, no, take the counseling and God will work out the marriage. Well, here is the key. Now, I didn't come here to teach tonight, but if I could just take a loan and say to you all, now the scriptures say, what God put together, what God put together. Now, that's Mark chapter 10, verse 9, if you want to read, depending what translation. It's still to say, what God put together. Now, putting together can be two words, bond or unity, or maybe you all can think of something else. Or the scripture might say, therefore, what God has joined is still coming together. And when I sit in these marital counseling, I ask the two couples that's in counseling that has marital problems, did God put you together? And say, what God has joined together, let no one separate. So the question is, did God put this marriage together? If God put this marriage together, I don't think that you should divorce. Because it strictly say what God put together, let no one. That includes yourself, not to separate. So God did not put all marriages together. And therefore, on those grounds, what God doesn't put together does not hold to the word of God. And that's how I feel about it. Okay? Now, God could put things together, and Satan can come in and try to torture the relationship or separate the relationship, because the whole purpose of marriage is further to the word of God and God's commandment. Really, marriage was to bring dominion. Marriage was to have power. So that means even Satan, let no one separate. Let me open up the phone line to 347 and let me hear her, Mother Teresa, I should say, input on that. Let's see if I can get her live. But while I'm trying to get Mother Teresa live, it's just something that I want you all to think about, because God is not involved in every relationship. He is not. He is not involved in every relationship. And we have to understand that if God has nothing to do with the equation, then how does the word apply to your situation? In fact, it's impossible for the word to apply to your situation if God's hand has never been in it. So we have to say that. You know, did God put this marriage together? One of the, and I'm just sharing this, and I don't know why God is telling me this now. One of the male pastors told me today, and I want you all to listen. I'm not criticizing or condemn, but one of the male pastors as I was ministering to today told me that a woman in the church told him to marry his wife. That's not biblical. That's not biblical. The scripture says that a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Okay? It didn't say a man who findeth a wife from a woman in the church obtains favor from the Lord. And we have to be cautious to that saying. Every code 347, Mother Teresa, bless us with your input on that.
I'm Prophet Bynum. I apologize because I had a call come in, a young lady wanted me to pray for, and I didn't really get to hear all of it, but
that's okay.
I
repeat it. It was in regards to relationship. So many males are going through, as well as females, in the relationship. And I was sharing that there was two pastors I was ministering to that was having marital problems. And I was just reading Mark chapter 10, verse 9, therefore what God has joined together, let no one separate. God didn't put every marriage.
He did not. A lot of us didn't wait on the Lord. We said we can handle it. You know, I got this. I want this young woman. I want this young man. So I'm going to marry no matter what my parents or what nobody says. But God not in that marriage. That's your marriage. So whatever happens, you blame yourself.
Wow.
You have to wait on the Lord.
Wow.
When you ask God for something, you got to stand still and wait on it. You know what he's saying.
That's so true because there's churches here, my listeners, in North Carolina that specifically deal with marriages and divorce.
Yes.
And I have a problem with that. Now, on Pacific ground, I believe through prayer and through fasting, God can speak to you concerning your situation. But one thing that we have to understand, God is not going to go against his word. He's not going to go against his word. You know, thank you, God. I just thank the Lord, 347, what God is doing. If there's anything I can bless you with tonight. 347? 347? Well, 347 probably having phone problem. Well, I'm going to soon close out from Prophecy Night. I'm just trying to hear what God is saying. If you hear me poison in between words, let's see if I can get 347 back. Erica, 347?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, is it anything I can bless you with? Or if you have any questions?
I just thank God this evening, for you and what you're doing, what God allowed you to do, and if God show you anything, I'm willing to hear and to accept. And I just thank God and God for the word of God.
Amen. I know that God is definitely doing some awesome things. And I always tell people, just continue to be faithful and watch how God will move in our life.
Yes.
God will give us our promise and that desire of our heart. And this is for everybody, not just for you 347, but I am speaking this to everybody. And also about how faithful we have to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be faithful.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
we can't just jump on a radio on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and say, God, say this. And you know, and we all jacked up and God ain't hear from us since last year and we ain't prayed in over 6 months. It just doesn't work that way.
Yes,
it doesn't work that way.
No,
yeah, but,
no.
You know, it's always a blessing for you to be here.
Yes, it is.
Thank God for you. And you continue on being blessed as you are already. Okay?
Thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Yes, God bless you too. I love you too. Well, that's what it is tonight. God says so, and so do I. You can catch us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know you all will be blessed. I thank God for tonight, and God still had his way. I just want to tell you said, keep a heart of forgiveness. Be not distracted, because forgiveness really is you forgiving yourself. And I know you might say, well, I'm the victim. I understand you're the victim, but you got to forgive what happened to you, and you got to forgive the person who brought pain or harm onto you. If not, what happens is that you'll adapt to a bitter spirit. And it's the worst thing to have a bitter spirit. I'm actually thinking about sucking a juice off of a lemon, and your spirit becomes bitterness. And you don't want a bitter spirit, because a bitter spirit is still like a witchcraft spirit. And we don't need to be jacked up with all of that. Jesus Christ forgave you, and he forgave all of us. And what more can we ask for? For somebody who died and resurrected off the cross and lived today and has dunamis power, great power, we're so grateful. So from my heart to your heart, God bless you all. And as always, thank you for tuning in live to Prophecy Night. I'll see you all on Monday. God bless you.